Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Creepy Crespi. Batting second. The center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Paget. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mort Cooper. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mort Cooper. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The right fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Mize reaches second base with a double. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mize moves to third. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a fly ball into left field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi is 0 for 1 in the game. Crespi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Cooper moves to second. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crespi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gleason. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Gleason steals second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0 for 1 in the game. Paget hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Paget reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lombardi for a passed ball. Paget moves to third. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 1 in the game. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crespi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Reds nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi is 0 for 2 in the game. Crespi hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 2 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Paget hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gleason. Paget reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. Marion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick strikes out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0 for 2 in the game. Lucan hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi is 0-for-3 in the game. Crespi hits a line drive towards right. Lucan catches it and throws to first to double up Cooper. Two outs. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lombardi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Reds. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crespi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0-for-3 in the game. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hop for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mize hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 2, Reds, 2. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Paget hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Paget moves to second. Two outs. Estel Crabtree pinch hits for Marty Marion. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree takes first base on ball 4. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lake now playing shortstop. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0-for-3 in the game. Lucan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-3 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Reds 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi is 0-for-4 in the game. Crespi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore bunts towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Crespi moves to second. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp is 0-for-4 in the game. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Reds 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Joost reaches third base with a triple. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-4 in the game. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0-for-4 in the game. Lucan takes first base on ball 4. McCormick moves to second. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Juice scores. McCormick moves to third. Lucan moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.